Mr. Hamdi told Security Council members that until the last few days, he was concerned that fighting by some members of the rebel coalition, known as the CMA, could totally derail the fragile peace process. The government's been besieged by setbacks since 2012, including a military coup d'etat and a temporary seizure of its northern territory by radical Islamists, all fueling humanitarian crises. Mr. Hamdi said all sides needed support to honour their commitments.
The difficulties of these last 2 months show the importance of determined international engagement to prevent escalations and bring the peace process back on track. They also show the urgency of making decided progress in the work of the institution established by the peace agreement. The international community, with MINUSMA playing a key role, must remain engaged in political efforts to defuse tensions.
Despite the difficulties, he added, there was reason for guarded optimism.
Mr. President, I should say that the process is back on track. The peace process is back on track. Nonetheless, vigilance will be required as the peace process remains fragile. It is my strong conviction that promoting the implementation of the agreement through close support to the government provides the best opportunity for Mali to address its multiple challenges.
Speaking for the Malian government, UN Permanent Representative Sekou Kass said the challenges facing the process continued due in part to lawlessness in large parts of the country that allowed crime to flourish. He spoke through a translator.
The optimism which arose as a result of the signing and the launch of the agreement unfortunately has been undermined by the persistence of a number of challenges to be tackled. Amongst these, we have terrorism, drug trafficking, and all other forms of organized crime in the Sahel or Saharan region.
Mr. Kass said that his government was working hard to maintain popular support for the process, and they'd set aside the equivalent of $19 million to invest in shoring up the transition to peace. But he warned that rebel violations of the ceasefire could undermine everything.
I would like to underscore strongly that these incidents should not serve as a pretext for the armed movements which have signed the agreement to take the peace process hostage.
Matthew Wells, United Nations.